Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover Podcast Series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself. From time to time, I still hear the occasional cyclist who wonders what purpose critical mass serves. If that question ever comes up for you, you need to look no further than the following interview. Today we have with us the director of the San Francisco Bike Coalition, a woman named Leah Shaham. Am I pronouncing the last name correctly, Leah?
You got it right.
Under Leah's helm, the SFBC has doubled in size and grown into a powerful political force much to be reckoned with. And guess where Leah first became interested in bicycle advocacy? Yes, that's right. Soon you will hear her tell you how it was critical mass that got her hooked. We're going to be talking a lot about Leah, especially as she relates to the SFBC, but what does an SFBC membership get? Why join the club?
That's why the most important piece of membership is being part of day-to-day advocacy here in the Bay Area, trying to make bicycling better. Our mission is promoting the bicycle for everyday transportation, and I think as soon as folks join or they hear about us, to really see the ways that we're making bicycling safer, more convenient, more doable for more people in the city. We have 4,800 members, so every new member adds their voice to our strength and really does make bicycling a more important issue, a more powerful force here in San Francisco. And, you know, as you know, it really is oftentimes, unfortunately, kind of a fight for space out there on the roads, and we need all the voices and all the power we can get to help win change on the streets of San Francisco.
Okay, Leah, so basically, what if someone becomes one of the 4,800, what do they get? They get a subscription to the SF Times or...
Actually, there's some concrete benefits as well. Things like our regular newsletter called the Tube Times, which is great. Really gives you kind of the up-to-date news in the Bay Area and around the state and the nation of bicycling and a lot of good tips on what's going on and a lot of events and such promoted. We also give discounts. This is one of the big deals, discounts at all the local bike shops. And actually more and more fun places, cafes and exercise places and dance places and clubs, more and more are joining our discount program, and they're really giving Bike Coalition members more and more discounts, which is nice. We also give out things like the bike map. It shows you where the best bike routes are, where the hills are, how to avoid them if you need to, and just all sorts of kind of fun stuff. We call it the Urban Cyclist Survival Kit, all sorts of just basics for getting around the city by bike.
Huh. And what exactly is your website again?
Yeah, we're at www.sfbike.org. Check it out. And there's a lot of information on there, including a lot of events coming up in October and the coming months, a lot of some different parties coming up, some different bike swap type events. And we really try and just keep it a mix so that there's, you know, there's good political advocacy, but there's also the fun social bike stuff as well.
Okay, now, Leah, you say Bay Area. I hear the word Bay Area a lot. Now, your jurisdiction is more than just San Francisco. Is it? Does it extend and include the peninsula, the East Bay?
We're really focused on San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
But, for instance, we're part of something called the Bay Area Bicycle Coalition. So we work very much with our counterparts in Marin, in the East Bay, in the South Bay, and we coordinate on a lot of the regional work. For instance, we're all working together very hard on trying to win access for bicyclists and pedestrians on the Bay Bridge, which connects, of course, Oakland and San Francisco and Treasure Island. We really want to make sure that there's a shore-to-shore bicycle and pedestrian pathway. Right now, there's only half a pathway, which we think is pretty ridiculous. It's only half a bridge, basically, for bicyclists and pedestrians. On the east span, from Oakland to Treasure Island, sure, you'll be able to bike and walk when that's finished, but you won't be able to get to San Francisco, which we just think is crazy, but also really inequitable for bicyclists and pedestrians. So that's a good example of where we're working on a regional issue.
Thank you.
Things like access to BART and Caltrain, you know, regional transit services, making sure that we're improving bicycle access on those transit lines.
Fantastic. Let's talk about Leah for just a moment here.
Sure.
What'd you do before you were the director of the coalition there?
Oh, my gosh, what did I do? I came to San Francisco, Florida, from northern Florida about 11 years ago, and I was really interested in journalism. I'd studied journalism, and I worked for a magazine out here in San Francisco, and I worked for a newspaper back in Florida, and was really interested in just, you know, kind of covering interesting news until I kind of realized I was tired of covering interesting news. I wanted to be helping make interesting news, you know. I wanted to be kind of doing more instead of watching other people do things. So it really kind of fell into the bicycle thing. When I moved to San Francisco, I didn't own a car, and I didn't want to own a car because I thought, you know, hey, I live in a city. I don't need a car. That's part of the joy of being in a city. But I was also pretty frustrated by the transit service. It was just really tough to get around. I worked at night a lot, and it was hard to get home at certain hours, and it was very, very discouraging, really, to take transit. So I borrowed a friend's bike and just started riding purely out of necessity. I just needed to get to my job, so I rode the bike around. But I wasn't really thinking about it as a political or a social step at all. Until I literally ran into critical mass a couple times and saw this mass of people, you know, thousands of people riding, and finally joined the critical mass myself, rode a couple rides, and started talking to people about bicycling, about, you know, why these people were mobilizing, why a lot of them were out there mobilizing, and just kind of got awoken to the issues around transportation, around, you know, equitable access on the roads, about, you know, the environmental link, the health link, and really got drawn into it. And then I joined the San Francisco Bike Coalition, and I've been here ever since.
And so what year did you join in
Yeah, I got involved probably back in 96, 97.
So you
and
were...
it was right...
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, it was right before the very big critical mass brouhaha. People remember that. It was a time that Mayor Willie Brown's limo got caught in a critical mass, and he went on the war path and, you know, ended up really spiriting you know, thousands and thousands more people to come out to the ride, and ended up just being a huge media frenzy. It was also a lot of fun at times, but ended up being really a media frenzy of folks, and a lot of kind of back and forth between bicyclists and drivers, and kind of a crazy thing. But one of the good things that did come out of that is that it really brought bicycling kind of on the map more in San Francisco. There really was an upside in that people were thinking about bicyclist rights then, and there really was more discussion about what do we need to do to make this a more bicycle-friendly city. So that's really when I got involved, with kind of the heat of things here.
So has it changed a lot since Gavin Newsom has come on board?
You know, I will say the new mayor's been supportive. I think he really does get the connection between biking and a livable city, a healthy city, a sustainable city. He, for instance, co-sponsored the new bike plan update, which is actually the city's whole framework, or the plan for biking for the next 5 years, which we helped create and had a lot of public input to, and it's a really good plan. He's also definitely been supportive of all the bike lanes that have come to his attention for his signature and support in the last year. So we're definitely seeing support there. Of course, you know, we'd like him to step up and be a more vocal and an active leader on this issue, and not just bicycling, but really aiming to make the streets more livable, more civil, more civilized. I think we've really got potential with him to do that, but we're really looking to him to step up and vocalize it, be a very public leader.
Okay, Leah, you've seen the article, and I've kind of linked to it from our website here about San Francisco as being considered a top biking city. Do you feel that San Francisco, from your travels, from what you've seen of this nation at least, do you feel that San Francisco is worthy of that acclaim?
Yeah, that's a good question. People ask that a lot, and I'm kind of hesitant because, you know, yes, I do. I know we do a good job here biking. I know the bike culture is so strong. You know, there are so many bicyclists. There's such a, again, just an active bike culture here that I think we do have such good political support, great political support, I think much better than many big cities. So I think in a lot of ways we are ahead of most cities. Yet, quite honestly, when I hear about what Portland's doing, Seattle, even Chicago, a big city like Chicago, they are way ahead of us in many areas as well. So I'm kind of torn. I think San Francisco is ahead of the curve on some issues, but behind the curve in some issues. I think San Francisco is a little bit torn, quite honestly. Is it a big city, or is it kind of a suburban outpost in a lot of ways? I think, you know, different, we're a little bit schizophrenic in our city planning and in our transportation priorities. And I think it's something the city really needs to come to terms with. You know, hey, we're a big city, deal with it. You can't, you know, we can't over-prioritize the car like you do in the suburbs. So understandably, things are very spread out in the suburbs, and that's, you know, just unfortunately the way things are set up. But this is a city. We really need to be depending on transit, walking, biking. and giving them priority over cars. And I think we're not doing a good enough job of that. At the same time, the city is doing a good job of building more bike infrastructure and encouraging bicycling. But ultimately, if the bicycling is going to really be top-notch, if we're really going to be the best in the country, we've got to start making more space on the roads, making more priority on the roads for bicycling and transit and walking. And there's no other way to do that other than somewhat deprioritizing the car traffic. And I think we're not there yet. We need to be.
When I, back when I was dealing with the SFBC a number of years ago, and I was working with Dave Snyder, your former boss, I guess.
Pioneer of better biking in the Bay Area.
Correct. So what is, I'm sure a lot of people want to know, what's Dave doing now? Is he?
He's doing a great job. He's definitely still around San Francisco and working his butt off on bike issues. And he's also working with another group locally called Transportation for a Livable City. And they do a great job of really linking bicycling, pedestrian issues, transit issues, and planning, land use planning. So they're really kind of bringing it all together and helping on the policy side. They're doing a great job of that. At the same time, Dave is doing a great job at the national group, the Thunderhead Alliance. Mm-hmm. And you probably know the Thunderhead is a coalition of bike coalitions around the country. And they're doing a super job of not only kind of helping us, those of us that are already existing, but I'd say even more importantly, they're out nurturing and encouraging new bike coalitions to start all over the country. I'm really excited. Being from Florida, I'm really excited that they're doing a lot of work in the South, trying to get more coalitions started in the South, because there's so much work to do there to improve bicycling. And I'm glad, you know, we're not, out in the Bay Area, we're not the only ones doing it. It's actually all over the country, which is very encouraging.
Back to the SFBC, Aaliyah. I know you've got a big membership body, 4,800 members, probably soon greater than 5,000. What wants to be asked is, how big is the staff? How many people do you have working there full-time?
We've got now 4.5 full-time employees. So we've got somebody handling program, our bike network piece, somebody handling membership, somebody handling kind of the operational member or organizational side of things. So we've grown a lot. You know, of course, with the amount of excitement there is in bicycling and in the city and the amount of potential, really wish we could increase the staff, because there's so much more work to do than we can do. But the way we get things done is honestly mostly through volunteer work. We have the most dedicated and effective and committed and just inspiring group of members who volunteer so much of their time. For instance, we'll have probably 4 or 5 members going out tomorrow to an event in the Bayview district of the city. It's a family fit and fun fair, and it's, you know, just basically a fun health fair out in the community for families to come out and learn about how to involve or get physical activity more regularly in their lives. So we'll be helping run a little bicycle rodeo for kids, teaching kids how to bike safely in the city. And, you know, just things like that that we wouldn't be able to do if we didn't have that membership and volunteer commitment, which we do.
Too excellent. Okay, what I need also to know is, do you guys talk to other coalitions? I know there's the Thunderhead that brings you guys all together. I know you also said you're part of the Bay Area Bike. But do you work with the EBBC and the Peninsula people and Debbie Hub-Smith up in Marin? And do they come?
Yeah, there's a lot of you know, synergy between what we're all doing. Obviously, some of the issues are different. But we do share. When something good has happened, you know, here's who did it. When something bad happens, we let them know, here's how we did it. You know, just kind of going back and forth of sharing our issues, and then really, really coming together on regional issues much more. You know, here are the ways we need to actively work together. So if it's something like the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge, I should mention, people may or may not know, but the Golden Gate Bridge has proposed a toll on bicycles and pedestrians.
Once again.
And I'm very, very sad to announce that we were working on a state bill, and all the local coalitions and the state coalition, the California Bike Coalition, which is very active on this, on legislation. We just learned that yesterday the governor vetoed Assembly Bill 748, which would have banned tolls on bicycles and pedestrians throughout the state on bridges and highways, including the Golden Bridge. He vetoed the bill, and unfortunately now that opens the door for highways and bridges to actually impose tolls. We're really worried about this.
Wow.
That's
pretty painful.
It doesn't mean, you know, we need to let people know, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. We still have kind of a battle in front of us, a campaign in front of us to convince the Golden Gate Bridge District that this is not a good move. They've not taken a vote on it. It's not coming right up right away, but it means they're hand-free to do that if they want to. So we've now got to mobilize and organize to make sure they know it's not a popular idea, which clearly it's not. The state bill, which would ban the tolls, won full support both of the Assembly, the State Assembly, and the State Senate. It was very much a party-line vote, most Democrats supporting and Republicans opposing. But all the representatives, state representatives from San Francisco and Marin, where, of course, the Golden Gate Bridge touches down, all those state representatives very strongly supported it. So, you know, we know that our state contingents, and including the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, they passed a resolution opposing the idea of tolls on the Golden Gate Bridge for bicyclists and pedestrians. So I think, you know, in the end, though the governor vetoed the bill, I think it's a wake-up call to the Golden Gate Bridge District that the idea of tolls on bicyclists and pedestrians is intensely unpopular and is not an idea worth pursuing.
Hmm. Excellent. Well, yeah. Is there a precedent for that across the nation? Like, do you at all work with WAVA, or do they ever come to you with queries about how you're doing business, for example, the Chicagoland people? Or
yeah, it's mostly through the Thunderhead Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some communication, there's email lists set up and mm-hmm. things. People just post their questions and say,
yeah.
Gosh, has anybody ever dealt with this issue?
Mm-hmm.
And we also have retreats a couple times a year, once a year, so that folks can share their ideas. So there is some good communication back and forth.
How often are you on the road, Leah, giving presentations?
Oh, gosh, not too much, thankfully.
No.
mostly it's biking around San Francisco and around the Bay Area often. But, you know, we do, every year we go back to Washington, D.C. for the National Bike Summit,
mm-hmm.
and we want to make sure that, you know, we're active in the federal campaigns as well, and that our you know, San Francisco representatives in D.C. are hearing from us. So that's really important to go every year in this time to the National Bike Summit. And then, you know, we definitely do go to the different conferences and such for bicycle and pedestrian advocates so we can trade ideas and share stories and such.
You've got tremendous energy, Leah. Tremendous.
Oh, thank you.
Tremendous enthusiasm. Tremendous enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Big power.
I love it.
Powerhouse. And as we wrap up here, I know that your time as is the time here on the NBG front is valuable. What would you say are the biggest accomplishments that have you've been able to put on your belt since you began with the SFBC?
Gosh, you know, our membership has really grown. I'm really proud of that. Because, again, I think, you know, our success
from
is
what to
really,
what?
We probably were at the range about 2,500 or so.
You've doubled.
No, maybe 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing right about there.
Yeah.
In the mid-2000s, and now we're close to 5,000. We think we will hit 5,000 members at the end of the
uh-huh.
year. That's
uh-huh.
our goal.
Right.
So feel really good about that.
Uh-huh.
And I think just number two is expanding the citywide bike network.
Mm-hmm.
We know that when we add more bike lanes in the city, more people bicycle. On average, every new bike lane in San Francisco increases biking on that street by 50%.
Wow.
So we know people feel safer bicycling when they're in the bike lane. So it's really important to us to keep up that work
mm-hmm.
and that pressure of making safe space via bike lanes and the bike network in the city.
Hmm. Wow. Any infrastructure projects? Like, I know that there's that neighborhood you're redoing out there. I can't think the name straight
Mission
off.
Mission Bay, maybe?
Not Mission Bay. There's another one where you
yeah.
where a freeway used to end on it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a good point. The area, it was the Octavia.
Right, Octavia.
Freeway.
Right, yeah.
It's right off of Market Street, which is the biggest bicycle and pedestrian and transit street city, and honestly, probably west of the Mississippi in terms of bike use.
Really?
The number of bikes, yeah, rivals the number of cars on the street. It's, you know, in the hundreds every hour.
Really?
It's a great number of bicyclists.
Fantastic.
So Market Street, yeah, very important to us to keep that safe and, mm-hmm. and good for bicycling. Unfortunately, now there's a freeway literally dumping right onto Market Street, or freeway entrance, and we've been working really hard, and it's been challenging, but trying to make sure that there isn't too much traffic in the freeway coming directly onto Market Street or from Market onto the freeway.
Hmm.
So it's just been a challenge. Is working with the city planners and decision makers, make sure biking, transit, and walking are prioritized all over that freeway traffic, really, on Market Street.
God, I'm glad to hear you guys are on that one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Wow. As probably you know, I've come before you with Chris Daly, your supervisor there. Big car free bike activist. I'm loving
it. He's great. He bikes himself all the time, which is wonderful.
He what now all the time?
He bicycles himself.
Oh,
all the
I know
time.
It. He's car free, man. I met with the guy. He's full on. That guy's the real deal. I'm just impressed. So anyway, he's behind our, when we come there next year for San Francisco NBG Day at City Hall, he's gotten behind us doing a festival, however big or small that we want to do. And, I know that you do a San Francisco Bike to Work Day, and in the spring you do a Le Mans, two events. What are the two events you do already?
They're different ones. In the spring, usually May, is Bike to Work Day.
Right.
Another big one is in the summer, usually around August, July or August, is the Tour de Fat.
Okay.
And it's a big party out in Golden Gate Park.
Right,
we work
right.
with New Belgium.
Uh-huh.
We team up with the race organizers. You know, the Grand Prix race comes
right.
in September usually.
Right.
That's in the fall. And we'll do a community bike ride, which is fantastic. It's a chance for people to ride on car-free streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, you know, smaller events through the year. A lot of small bike rides or small parties that are, you know, just a chance for bicyclists to come out and mingle and share their ideas.
Okay, great. Well, okay, so maybe I'm not going to pin you down in this interview, but I'm sure we're going to have to do some discussion around this. But I'd sure love to get the SFBC's muscle behind our next year's meeting with Chris Daly and probably with Mayor Gavin.
Great.
And in addition, I'm probably going to see you tonight at the Critical Mass.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
I think what I wanted to kind of end that thought was is the fact that it just seems like from my last few experiences with Mass that that your new administration, Gavin, is probably asking the cops, the police force, to kind of be a little bit more hands off. Is that my sense, or is that?
I don't know. And I'll be honest. You know, I should be clear. The Bicycle Coalition doesn't organize,
right.
sponsor Critical Mass.
Thank
Most
you.
Folks know that. Yep.
Thank you. Thank
so to
you.
Make that clear,
thank you.
Totally separate happening than what we
uh-huh.
do on a day-to-day basis, which is the organizing and lobbying and such.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, I seems like the Critical Mass has been going okay these days. I haven't heard of any big problems, but you know, you never really know. So I'm not sure where things are at.
Great. Okay, well, I guess in sum then, thanks. I want to also ask if there's anything you might like to add, if there's anything that I missed.
Gosh, just I encourage people to get out there and try bicycling if they're not already doing it. And if they're not yet a member of their local bike coalition, they should absolutely join. They need their voices heard. So get involved. It's a lot of fun and a great way to make biking better.
Can you say that website one more time?
Sure. Ours is www.sfbike.org.
SFBike.org. Great.
That's
okay.
Right.
Leah, you are a pretty big powerhouse. Thank you for your energy, your enthusiasm, and your fire.
Thank you, Martin. Thanks for your work.
Thanks for you. Take care.
Bye.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenway Mountain Movers Interview Series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the National Bicycle Greenway, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com.